This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I've got a Monk's Cafe Flemish Sour Ale. It's a Category 17B Flanders Red. So Monk's Cafe is a Belgian beer bar in Philadelphia. It's a great place. They've got a very good selection. Now this is a beer they commissioned, and it's actually made in Belgium by Van Steenbergen, the people who make Pirat and Goldendrak and things like that. They're a fairly sizable brewery, you know, they do make good beers. They're not known for producing this style of beer in Belgium, but looks like they gave it a shot. So it's a bottled product, and you can find it in some places. It's not something you see that often, but it's worth seeking out. So just that's the explanation of the name and the source. So it's a coppery red color, clear. It's got a tall beige head. All that's very similar to a Rodenbach. So give it a 3 for appearance. Aroma? Sort of sweet and sour. Quite fruity. Venice, wine-like. The esters I'm getting are mostly cherries and plums. The sourness is matched by the sweetness. Sweetness has sort of has a sugary quality to it. I'm getting sort of a impression of sugar rather than malt. I don't get any hops. There's just a touch of acetic in there, which is actually okay in the style. The sweetness seems a little high. The sourness and esters are fine, but this really shouldn't be a sweet style. It's a sour beer, not a sweet beer. You know, same is true as with lambics, but that doesn't stop people from dumbing them down for the mass market. So I'll give it a 10 on aroma. I like the esters and the sourness. The sweetness is a little off-putting. But it's pretty good. 10 for aroma. Flavor? It's fruity and sour. It's got a clean, toasty malt. The malt flavor isn't that high. Bitterness seems low. There's a sweetness in the palate. Some of it lingers, yet the finish seems dry because there's like a sourness and a little bit of a wood character in there that tend to dry it out. The esters are moderate. I'm getting cherry and orange. The sourness is moderate. Sweetness is medium to medium low. Getting some wood, sort of a light wood character in there too. Again, the sort of the sweetness is a little distracting. I like a lot of the flavors, but the flavors don't really seem like they've blended together that well yet. I'll give it a 16. Mouthfeel. It's got a high carbonation, which is really sort of wrong. It sort of interferes with the taste. It has a medium body, which is good. Like I said, there's some sourness and a little bit of wood astringency, which is okay. Now, it's trying to be similar to a wine, and it shouldn't be this spritzy. So I'll give it a 4 for carbonation. Overall, It's sweet. Too sweet. Less would really help it, as well would lower carbonation. The two of those sort of throw the character off from what I'm expecting. The sourness and esters and wood are all very good. I wish I could just get at those flavors sort of more directly, having to sort of fight through carbonation and sweetness to find, you know, essentially the essence of the style is something I'd rather not do. And that sort of vaguely sweet and sour finish isn't anywhere near as refreshing as just a good straightforward sourness that you get in a classic example. So with the esters and the sourness and the wood, you know, it does have a wine-like Venice quality. You know, it is in the ballpark. I would just, like, cut down on the sweetness. I mean, the sweetness just tastes like sugar dumped in at the end or something. It's not a good flavor. And it really sort of counters that wine-like feel. Don't get me wrong, the sourness is right. It's just the sweetness is masking some of that. It's still sort of a reasonable example of the style. But, you know, it's like the difference between sort of a Lindeman's Creek and a Bone Creek or a Cantillon. You know, it's a sweetened beer rather than just a sour beer. So keep that in mind if you try that. You know, the best examples, you know, they'll have some malt flavor there, but, you know, here I'm getting more sweet than malt. So that's my big pick at it, and I'm going to give it a 7 because of that. It's, you know, they took something that seemed to be about right, and I feel like they've dumbed it down. So, 7 overall, and that gives it a total score of 40, which is still a decent score. You know, they managed the hard parts of this fairly well. They sort of messed it up on just some of the small balance things that are probably the easiest things to fix. You know, don't dump so much sugar in it and don't carbonate it so high. Those are relatively minor flaws. So that's the Monk's Cafe Flemish Sour Ale, judged as a Category 17B Flanders Red.